Hey, welcome back to the Dating Advice Guru. Hey, who else would you be coming back for the greatest and the latest dating advice? Today, I want to talk to you about 7 ways to meet Mr. Right. You know that guy, right? Nearly every woman is brought up to believe in their own Mr. Right, right? He's that dashing guy from the Disney movies, your personal Prince Charming. Unfortunately, this guy doesn't really exist. Well, at least not in the way you might think. Don't panic here, okay? First, I'm going to shatter a few myths about Mr. Right, and then I'm going to share 7 ways you can find your soulmate. Sound like a good plan for you? All right, it works for me. Mr. Right, myth number 1, he's your destiny. Look, I'm a hopeless romantic at heart. I really am. I cried at Titanic, which is one of my favorite movies ever. Yes, it is. I love romantic movies of every kind. I even love L.A. Story, which is a great Steve Martin movie from the early 1990s, if you haven't seen it. But these stories are not very realistic. And one of the most dangerous beliefs is that of the destiny thing. You know, that you've got a man waiting in your destiny. Now, before you say, Carlos, you're saying I shouldn't believe in the magical power of love? No, that's not what I'm saying. I'm just cautioning you not to jump in feet first on this idea that there is a destiny out there that owes you something. You see, a lot of people fall victim to this feeling that they are owed something by the universe. And if it doesn't appear for them when they think it should, that they're somehow being ripped off by the cosmos. Yes, you should have the intention of meeting a man that makes you happy and creates a great relationship. Intention puts you on the path to finding him eventually. It's like a calm sort of awareness that he's waiting for you and eventually you will find them. But you can't really have an expectation that you're going to find him. That's when we get into trouble, because when you expect it, that means you feel entitled to have it. And no one can make that demand from the universe. Not me, not you, not anybody. Mr. Right, myth number 1, is he completes you. Look, no man completes you. You complete you. You're already complete. Another popular misconception created by Hollywood says that you must find this man that will make your life whole and right all the wrongs in the world. He's your savior. Again, nothing could be further from the truth. He will help you with life's challenges, yes, you can count on that, in fact, but you can't expect him to fill all the gaps and parts of your life that need fixing. This is somewhat similar to the romantic notion that 1 + 1 = 1 when it comes to romance. That kind of belief will ultimately cause you to find another incomplete person to create a whole person, right? You figure, well, I'm incomplete, I'm maybe half of a person. If I find another half person, well, together, we'll make one person. In reality, 1 + 1 = 2, doesn't equal 1, it equals 3. Each one of you, you and your Mr. Right, plus another 1 for the unique and special energy that you create when you two are together. And I'll share another secret that the other gurus won't tell you. If you expect a guy to complete you, you'll wind up with a guy that feeds on that need. And that won't be a healthy relationship. Trust me on that. Mr. Right, myth number 2. Your soulmate will be perfect for you in every way. Another myth that gets in the way of your finding the man you can spend your life with is the belief that your relationship will be completely effortless with the one. No relationship on this planet is effortless. The ones that seem like they are effortless are usually one of 2 things. They're either a relationship where the tough stuff isn't being handled or talked about, or it's being ignored in favor of a false front, or it's a relationship where they've actually worked hard enough to create the dynamics that overcome the problems when they come along. Now, this couple that you might see has a calm aura of serenity between them because they know that they're going to be able to handle the tough stuff. They can deal with it. Sure, the relationship with Mr. Right will seem easier on many levels, but that's because each person is taking full responsibility for their own issues and not letting that get in the way of their love. All right? Now, let's get cracking on these tips that you need to get you on the road to meeting the man of your dreams. How to find Mr. Right. Tip number 1, maximum exposure. Get out there and make yourself visible. Mr. Right isn't knocking door to door looking for you. He's not even really aware that you exist, really. I know this is kind of obvious, but you'd be surprised how often I coach women who act like this guy is walking around actively looking for her, knocking door to door. Look, intellectually, we know this, but you know what? Our actions are telling a different story. At least if you look at some of the people and how they're handling their singles life. The best thing you can do is to be as active and visible as possible for him. I'm saying visible, not invisible for him. You really don't know where you'll be found by him when the time comes. So you got to be out there everywhere you can. As my friend Tom Cruise says in Top Gun, Carlos, those ladies got to get out in target-rich environments. And that means put yourself out there where there are mad swarms of men to be found. How to find the one, tip number two, multiple streams of income. Now this one is connected to the last one a little bit. You want to have as many opportunities for fate to come calling on you. So you should also get involved with a few activities each week, right? I know you've probably heard this one before, but listen up, listen to me, hear me out. This will get you out of your house, first of all, and it'll also expose you to a group of people on a regular basis. Now, even if it doesn't expose you to men, it'll still expose you to other people who can help you find that man. This is very similar to an investment principle out there that's called multiple streams of income, just regular income instead of male income. It says you want to diversify your income. It gives you more safety and security. I say the same thing is true in dating. Having multiple ways for this guy to run into you is a great way to handle it. You never know where he's going to appear. You can't tell me right now you know what your story is going to be with this guy, okay? So again, open yourself up to your story. Your story won't be the things you're thinking of. It'll be the stuff you're not thinking about. How to catch your man, tip number three, is eliminate your prejudices. Now, in order to be open to meeting the man you desire, you also have to be prepared to find him wherever you might never think you'd find him. Now, this means you can't ever say, what? Speed dating? Oh, I could never do that. It would just be too stressful. And besides, the man I want would never go there anyway. The point is that you don't know where it's going to happen. And you can't know either. That's something that the universe holds back from you. A little bit of information kept in a little sealed envelope in the destiny office, okay? You have to be open to everything and anything. And just as an aside, my good friend Tom met his wife at a speed dating event that I went to. Yes, they both had come to the event with no expectations, and they wound up in love and married 6 months later. You can't possibly know where this guy of yours is hiding. How to find your knight in shining armor, tip number four, is to throw away your type. Yeah, part of being open to meeting your soulmate is to not eliminate someone based on what you think is your type of guy, especially if you have a physical type. I can't tell you how many times I've coached women who finally met their man and then said to me, Carlos, he's wonderful in every way, and he's not even my type. Oh, God, it's a cliche. The reason many women fail to find their man for so long is because they often let their search be for a dark-haired guy that's 6'3" with the perfect Roman nose and jutting chin. You know, they have this really specific look they're looking for, too. And you might think this is your dreamboat from all these Tiger Beat magazines you read when you were a teenager. I have no idea what you read as a teenager, but that was all just adolescent dreaming, okay? I don't care what the current hunk is in Hollywood. Just give up your physical type. Now, I usually have to tell guys this and have to be very explicit with them because most guys have a physical type. Less women, but still, women also have that certain type they're looking for. It doesn't matter what the type is, drop it. You can't predict it. The man that fulfills you will come in a package that you will probably overlook if you're not open to it. How to find your soulmate, tip number five, mix it up. Don't go out with the same old girlfriends all the time. Hang out with different groups of different interests. Yeah, you want to be safe, so don't go lone wolf. In other words, don't go out on your own unless you're comfortable in that particular environment. But keep in mind, the guys don't want to be seen crashing and burning. So the more women you're with, the less likely it is for a man to approach you. Also, going out with a married couple and guy friends will only make you look unavailable. All right, so vary it up. How to find your soulmate, tip number six, craft a plan. Okay, this is yet another thing that might seem a little bit unromantic, but it works like crazy. I want you to sit down for 10 minutes. Really, I'm not going to give you a hard homework assignment here, okay? I know you're going to resist it. I know you're going to be tempted to just turn this podcast off and say, Carlos, I don't need to do that. I've already thought of him. I have intellectualized my man. Look, do it. Do the work. There's a difference between intellectually doing the work and actually sitting down and doing it. So just sit down with a piece of paper for 10 minutes. Really, it shouldn't take any longer than that. And just make a list of your must-haves for your Mr. Right. Just the essentials for you to consider being with him long-term. Okay? Start with the stuff that you figured out after other relationships have ended. Stuff like must be employed, must be educated, must be a non-smoker, must be over most of his childhood crap. Must be able to talk about the relationship, even if for just 15 minutes per week. Okay? These things are essentials that you're going to find, and my list is just made up list, but it happens to come from a lot of other failed relationships I've seen. And I really want you to stick with the list. Okay? If it's something you really consider that's non-negotiable, Don't give it up, especially when some guy comes along who breaks one or two of them. Oh, but he's so cute, you just had to give him a shot, or he just totally weaseled his way into your bed. Look, I'll be the first one to tell you that I've been suckered in like this myself, so I know what it's like. But a little note aside here, your list should not contain, what, physical traits. Get rid of that stuff that's your type. Most of the things you might think are must-haves in physical traits, by the way, are really not that necessary when you meet a guy who does it for you with confidence and attitude. And lastly, how to find the man of your dreams, tip number 7, be genuine. The funny thing about going after the authentic man that will make you happy in this world is, well, it requires you to be real too. Be yourself, the cliche goes. But what does that really mean? Aren't you being you when you're giggly and you're flirty and you're trying to put on a good impression? Isn't that you too? Yeah, it is, mostly. But it's when you're most you that he's going to be most attracted to you. Men know when women are not being true. We know when she's giving us a seductive smile or a needy vibe. We can sense when we're wanted more from her loneliness than actual desire. And yes, men also need to be desired. Waking up to who you are requires letting go of who you imagine yourself to be. And that's a good quote by Alan Watts. So while it may be tempting to compromise who you are to win the prize, some guy you think you want more than anything, ultimately, the act cannot last forever. Being yourself just means not letting your need for him outweigh your sincerity to yourself. Our true self is who we really are when we let go of all the stories, all the labels and judgments that we've placed on ourselves. It's who we really are without the masks and pretentiousness. And those people who are telling you all about how authentic and real they are, you ever hear these people? I used to get a belly full of them up in Northern California, let me tell you. All those people who are going through that effort to tell you just how genuine and authentic they are not really real at all. True authenticity is communicated in your actions, how you act, not because you had to announce it to everybody else around you. Usually they're just doing it to give an excuse for being abrasive. Being yourself is ultimately the ability to put yourself in the right position to get swept right off your feet, because the man who sees a genuine woman, a woman who's comfortable in her femininity, who's unswayed by the politically correct trends, and doesn't have to shame, belittle, or angrily pursue her man or her desires, and the woman who keeps that genuine, nurturing, and loving soul of hers out front will find herself getting swept away by the man of her dreams. Now, you probably want to know a little bit more about this. Would you like a plan? I can give you a plan for finding your soulmate. I discovered after many years there are very common steps that women took that led them to this man of their dreams, their Prince Charming, if you will, the guy that is the one. Now, if you want to find out what that is, go on over to datingadviceguru.com/soulmates. That's datingadviceguru.com/soulmates, where I'll give you a little quick presentation on this cool little plan that I managed to put together for any woman to find the man of her dreams. And I want it to happen for you. I really want it to happen for every woman out there. And that's why I do what I do. It's why I sit here in front of a microphone every week recording this podcast and talk to you. You can do it. Any woman can do it. As Steve Martin said in L.A. Story, that movie I told you about, even if you need a torch and a pickaxe, you will eventually find the person you're meant to be with. And that's up to you to do. Go on over to datingadviceguru.com/soulmates, and I'll be talking again soon. Live and love with passion.
DatingAdviceGuru.com, the Dating Advice Guru podcast and YouTube content, and all content herein is copyright Morpheus Productions, LLC. Feel free to contact Carlos at www.datingadviceguru.com, on the forum, or click the Ask Carlos link on the site. We welcome your comments and questions.